Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Youth Station. This is Asma, your humble host, and here with me I have my dear co-host,
Zainab Askari. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you, Asma?
Just fine. Well, life is moving. We have to move as well.
Yes.
So we're going with the flow.
Yes.
Well, Zainab, as you have came to this country from another country and another culture, you might notice that still we share some common interests.
Of course.
Since we're Muslim. We all are Muslim. We belong to the same roots.
Yeah.
So we have so much of common things.
Yes, of course.
That attract our attention and which are called our interests.
Yes.
So let's call it common interest.
Yeah.
And it is all that way in other countries as well. I guess if a European Muslim would come to Eastern countries and then see the Muslims right here, he would have some, he would feel the sympathy that he would share with them. There would be so much of common things that he or she would feel with the people of Eastern countries.
Exactly. I'll tell you one thing. When I came here, and just after 2-3 days, my family called me and said, how are you feeling there? How's Iran treating you? And I said, it's all fine. I don't understand the language, but there are so many common things.
Yeah.
They said, we would love to learn what was the first common thing you noticed that we have heard and you also heard it there. And I said, Azan.
Yeah, so that's very nice. You know, it's a very happy feeling when you go to another country with a totally different background.
Yes. And that was my first answer to my family. I understand nothing, but I understand Azan.
Allah.
So Azan was the first thing that attracted my attention because that was the common thing.
You feel like you're at home.
That was like, until then, when I saw people speaking different language, I was from a different culture. There are so many mixed cultures in India itself. So I had come from all that experience over here.
Yeah.
And then seeing a total altogether a different environment. So the first thing that attracted my attention was Azan itself. So I called my family. Just don't worry about me. I'm fine over here. Azan. At least there's something that's common.
At least there's one thing
that's
I can
common,
understand.
Yeah.
Also, Zainab, there's another thing that we all share it, whether it's being Eastern or Western cultures, as Muslims, of course.
Yeah. So as
it
a practicing
is
Muslim, I saw like, I, in order to represent myself as a Muslim, wear hijab. And the hijab was like so good over here.
Yeah.
So, yes. Hijab was another identity of Muslims that was a communal identity, I must say. And there were so many different things year by year I experienced, and I felt like being home.
Yeah, exactly. So before we penetrate into hijab, let's go for a very short break and we'll be back in no time. So dear listeners, thank you for staying tuned.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
So, welcome back to Youth Station. Here, Zainab and I are talking about the
communal identity.
Yeah, common interest of Muslim people all around the world.
Yes.
So, we are scattered all around the world in different continents.
So, what about you, Asma? What do you find common in Muslims in different communities?
Well, as you already said, it is the most vivid thing is going to be appearance. For example, when I go to Syria or when I go to Lebanon, the thing that I see in Muslim communities, which attracts me and makes me feel like I'm at home, it is the appearance and hijab, the thing they wear.
Okay.
Well, like I would recognize that these guys are having the same interests as I have.
Yeah.
So the first thing is hijab, of course. If we want to go a little bit deeper, then I would say cultural issues as well.
Like,
for example, there are many Muslim girls who do not like, for example, this behavior or that behavior.
Yeah.
That I would call it a cultural behavior that we would share it, even if we are in different countries that are...
I would say Muslim women are like princesses. They don't like to be open with every third person.
Yeah, exactly. So they feel like they're in a shell, and they're like that pearl that's been protected by a shell. So they're not very much open to all
every third person
outcomers.
Yeah. Like and I that's why I said that this is given a status of a princess.
Mm-hmm.
Because a princess does not talk to every third person.
Yeah,
it's not
exactly
about like being bound or like, you know, being restricted.
It's not like that.
It's about being valuable. The more valuable,
it's the value.
The most valuable things we have, we don't put them on the roadside, mm-hmm. you know, or like in the excess of every
person. And now we're talking, actually, since we're talking about hijab, this comes to my mind that now many people are doing this propaganda that maybe hijab is something that would I don't know, would look like an obstacle for women, and it is not going to help them improve or achieve anything in their life. But it's exactly the opposite, because if you go to Muslim countries, then you would understand that there are many Muslim women who are being doctors or being engineers.
I'll tell you one of the very good experiences. The first thing that was very shocking for me over here was like women going out in the parks at night in full hijab and being safe.
Exactly.
I do not expect that happening in my capital.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot go out in my capital at that time, do exercises in the park. Although we are a very free country, like so-called free country.
Yeah,
but
and different nations.
I am scared of going out over there after like it's a little bit dark. It's like even evening, I don't go out as free as. Or in any Western capital,
mm-hmm.
you won't be able to go safely outside that way.
Yeah.
So, the record, you know, I was a... For the Persian course, just to, because it was important for me to live in this country, it was important for me to go through a Persian course. So
mm-hmm.
I saw from administration to service, I saw everyone women.
Yeah.
I mean, you won't see this thing very common in India.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely in service, there are women. Definitely in very low posts or as a secretary, it's a woman. And boss is always man.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's very true.
I was very amazed to see women on very, very administrative
mm-hmm.
levels. And just, I'll tell you this thing. I saw in the plane that I came in.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I mean,
nice.
Woman was flying that plane. I was driving.
The
woman.
Pilot has been a woman.
Yeah. I was
so
amazed.
Actually, hijab
you don't
is
see
not...
that very, you know, you don't see that very common happening in some Western capital or in some very free world.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that. I was very amazed to see all those things over here. So hijab was one of the common cultural identities.
And one of the values of Muslim communities.
Apart from that, there were so many other things. Like it was not just hijab. It was not just azan. I luckily had the chance to go for Arba'in walk.
Wow, yeah, that's amazing.
The communal, mm-hmm. you know, gathering, the identity. According to many scholars and authors and researchers, the main thing for the identity of a community is the language.
Yeah.
All right? But here, in this walk, you don't know the language of each other.
Exactly.
You don't know.
They're different nations.
You
may not even recognize from which country they're coming.
Exactly. You have people serving you. You have people
loving
you, accommodation
you, caring for you.
For free.
Yeah, for free.
And that too for millions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in this walk, when I was there, one of the Iraqi women told me, you're breastfeeding a baby, so eat more dates.
Yeah.
It will help you. It
I
will
told
give you,
yeah,
iron.
They're very caring.
I mean, maybe I don't remember my mother talking to me like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a strange Iraqi woman talking to me that way. And the moment I was saying goodbye to her, she told me, pay my salam to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Mm-hmm. So I was really shocked and amazed, like a woman is spending so much just to feed who? Whom she does not know.
A stranger. Literally a stranger.
And she could have spent this money to go for the ziyarah herself. And exactly, she was in Iraq. She was not supposed to pay like
masses of money. In peace of mind, without having to go through too much of difficulties.
I was very amazed. So this harmony that is seen in the Arbaeen walk, that's a very important part of this communal identity
and
among
since
Muslims.
We actually are talking about the collective identity of Muslim people. You rightly mentioned the Pilgrim of Arbaeen. Then I just remember that when I went there, the only thing, actually the most vivid thing that I saw everywhere was the hospitability of everyone toward each other, just as you mentioned.
Exactly.
There is
the care,
a
the
super
harmony, the unity,
unbelievable
the
generosity of people toward each other. Though they do not know the other person, they're literally strangers.
To be honest, I had had a meaning of love before that in my mind, that love is something when you give and you take back.
Yeah, yeah. There's a give and take.
Give and take, you know, always. But I had never seen a love wherein you give and you don't expect anything.
Yeah.
And this was something like the people who were divided by borders, mm-hmm. they were united by Hussein al-Islam. So that unity by Hussein al-Islam was an identity given to a community, given to Muslims. There are so many other elements as well
exactly,
of this communal identity. I mean to say, one was language. We said language is something like people have a common language and they get a communal identity. Then there are clothes, the Muslims, the clothes they wear, they get a communal identity. Or the Muslim men have beard, they have some identity. These are different elements.
Aside from that, as I told you, there is the appearance that would tell you that this community is Muslim.
Yeah.
Which is going to be our architecture. And I guess we're going to talk about it in the next episode.
Every human being is emotional, isn't it? But the emotions in the Muslim community would definitely give them a different identity. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just seeing a video.
You mean sympathy, Zainab? They sympathize with every single thing.
I'll just explain. Like, I was seeing a couple of videos, and even I remember my walk. In this Arbaeen walk, when you go and you from a very far place, after when you're walking some 85 kilometers, and from a very distance, when you see the shrine of Imam Hussein al-Islam, you get into tears.
Yeah.
What
unconsciously.
What is that? It's not, I don't see only Iraqis getting tears over there. I don't see only Iranians getting tears over there.
Everyone.
People from every corner. I mean, I have seen different people who are divided by borders. Why everyone gets into tears just seeing the glimpse of that shrine for the first time?
Yeah.
Why there is that old tears? Those emotions completely give a different identity to this community. So emotion is another element.
Which comes from their heart.
Yeah. So emotion is another element of this communal gathering.
Yeah, that's very true. So today we talked about the common things that Muslim people share with each other, though they are far away from each other's and they've been spreaded by borders, let's call it that way. We said that maybe they do not share the same language, but still they share the same cultural values. Like hijab is one of those values that Muslim countries share. And also we said that they have this heart, a golden heart, that would be so hospitable, so generous, would have so much of sympathy with their sisters and brothers who come from other countries. Then we actually talked about plenty of these beautiful, nice things that mostly arise from their feelings, the feelings of human beings.
Emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally emotions. And I guess still there is so much more to talk about, and we're going to have another episode on this very interesting topic.
All right. So let's bid farewell to our listeners.
We have no other way because this is all the time we had for today's episode.
All right. So goodbye from my end.
I also bid you farewell, and I wish God to protect you and shower you with his blessings. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.